Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. And this is Woman to Woman. It's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. But I'm excited. I'm excited to be able to come to you with Woman to Woman, where the Lord is going to allow us to hear on some topics that are relevant to today's kingdom woman. We are women in the kingdom of God, and we have some real life issues as we walk out a very practical but spiritual walk with our Father. Amen. Amen. And speaking of our Father, we don't like to do anything without prayer. So let us now enter into prayer. Amen. A moment of prayer. Amen. Father God, I praise your holy name, Lord. I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord, and I magnify your name on today. God, I thank you for this time that you have allowed me to come and do this program, Woman to Woman. And I just ask, Lord, that you get the glory, be glorified during these moments that I am on the air here on Blog Talk Radio. Father, I pray, Father God, for Lady Renee, Father God, who will be joining me on today. And I pray, Father God, for every woman who tunes in, for every woman who listens, for every woman who calls. I pray, Father God, that you will somehow, Father God, let your word, Father God, pierce the hearts of those who will listen. Father God, give someone a rhema word, Father God, a right now word, a word that will make the difference in their lives, Father God, in their marriage, in their business, in their work life, in their parenting, in their relationships, Father God, even in the way that they view themselves, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for using me as your vessel, Father God. Father God, for putting this, Father God, earthen treasure, Father God, this treasure in an earthen vessel, Father God. So I love you, and I praise your name, and I worship your name. And we, Father God, together, Father God, as women of God, magnify your glorious name. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray, Father God, that you will heal the sick, Father God, that you will open the eyes of the blind, that you, Father God, will give understanding to those, Father God, who have no understanding, that you will give a spiritual understanding to know what your good and perfect will is. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we lift this prayer up to you. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Woman to Woman. And it is my goal to be as real as I possibly can with you during this time that we share together. If you listen to the archive from last week, you know that we talked a little bit about everything. Amen. We talked about marriage. We talked about promiscuous relationships. We talked about behavior that resulted from childhood issues. We talked about incest and sexual abuse. And we talked a little bit about low self-esteem. And we covered a whole bunch, Lady Renee and I, during the time that we were together on last week. And I just want to always put the word on what God is speaking. Amen. And I want to come back and, by the way of review today, I want to shine a little bit more light on being married. What if you are married to a man who is not saved? I want to talk today about some of those childhood issues and how you can get beyond what happened to you a long, long time ago, or how you can get beyond some of the stuff that has happened to you recently. I want to also talk today about that relationship and how do you know if he is the right one. How do you know that you're with the man that is supposed to be your husband? How do you know if your relationship is heading somewhere? Amen. Amen. And praise God. And the phone lines are open. I am also opening up the line of communication through the chat board. Amen. So you can come in and you can chat or you can call. And the call-in number is 646-652-4832. So the phone lines are open and the chat room is open. If you have a question and you want to enter your question through the chat room, if you don't want to call, if you want to ask me a question and you don't get a chance to, you can always email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com and I will answer your question on the next program. But I'm here for you as a woman of God who's been through so much. I've been through so much. Yeah, I'm pastoring now, but I've been through the heartache and I've been through the pain. I've been through different trials and tribulations in my life. I've been in bad relationships. I've been to the point where I was broke, busted, and disgusted, or broken, busted, and disgusted. I finally got to the point where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired and decided to give it all over to God because I couldn't do it by myself any longer. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to just give you a review of some of the things that I'm doing. I'm a pastor with my husband over at New Creation Christian Ministries, and we are having a marriage focus group on this Saturday at 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock until 12 noon. So if you're in the New Jersey area, you want to stop over to 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, so that you can partake of that focus group where we will be pouring into marriages. And also, there are some more radio shows that I have right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can get that information over at my website at nccmradio.com. But let's talk a little bit about what happened last week. Last week, we started talking about marriage. We started talking about marriage, and Lady Renee was with me on last week, and I'm believing that she'll be with me on this week also. But we talked about marriage, and I gave a testimony about how my husband met me and evangelized me. He took me to church. Lady Renee gave a testimony about how she met her husband. She evangelized him. She took him to church, and it wasn't the right thing for her. He ended up not being the right man for her, whereas my husband ended up being the right man for me in more ways than one. And Lady Renee, she's with us now. Lady Renee was mentioning the fact that it's different when a man meets a woman and takes her to church than it is when a woman meets a man and takes him to church. Lady Renee, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
God bless you. I'm doing well. I'm tired. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Yes.
I was up in the middle of the night having a conversation with my husband. Mm-hmm. We should have been sleeping or something. But but we were awake, and we're both tired today.
Wow.
Because we didn't go to sleep. Mm. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I'm looking forward to the show.
Amen. Praise God. I was just talking. I don't know if you were listening earlier or if you just tuned in.
No, I'm just now tuning in. So go ahead.
Okay. I was just doing a review. We talked about marriage, and we talked about being promiscuous in our relationships last week.
Uh-huh.
We also talked about low self-esteem and knowing who we are in God's eyes. And I still had that on my mind after the show last week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I still had it on my mind. I was just sharing with the audience that we both gave our testimonies
last week.
So you can go back if you missed that program and listen to last week's show. We're not going to spend too much time with that, but we both met men. I was not saved. My husband was saved. Lady Renee was saved. Her husband wasn't.
Right.
And we got married, and my marriage is 11 years going strong, and Lady Renee is saying that because it wasn't a man for her, it didn't work out. And we had a point where we kind of split the road on this particular point, and that's what I love about woman to woman, because we're not always going to agree. If we always agree, then there can be no growth.
Right, amen, come on.
Amen. So we're not always going to agree, but we had a point where it was like, you said, and after I listened to the program, I went back and listened to the archive, Lady Renee, you said that it's different, you believe it's different when a woman, when a man takes a woman to church than it is when a woman takes that man to church.
I believe that.
Let's talk about it.
I believe that with all of my heart, because the man, is God has called the man to be the head of his home, to be the prophet, priest, and king. He's the one that's supposed to be leading in the home. So if he doesn't, now he is the head. This is not a position that I put him in or someone else. This is what God has called him to be. If he's not saved, then the only God that he has is the devil.
Amen.
And that's who's controlling his life, because there are no other ways about it. It's either you in God or you are being controlled by the devil. Okay,
yeah.
So therefore, who is your head? And the only way it's possible for us to submit to a man is to the degree that that man is submitted to Christ. you know, and he had no direction. I felt more like, here it is, I'm in this marriage. I knew that I messed up, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, God, I made this mistake, you know, but I didn't understand. I have to say this. I really did not understand purpose or God's purpose for marriage at the time. See, I just wanted to clean up a mess that I created. I had children, and I wanted those children to have a father. I didn't like the shame that came with being a single parent. And now I'm knowing God, I want things to, you know, I want to fix it up. And I'm just, and I have to be real in order to bring healing to someone else.
Amen.
And so I began, you know, I took the man to church with me. He got up there. I didn't say to him, get up there and get saved, but you know, when the pastor gave the altar call, he got up there and he received Jesus Christ. Now we're going to do this. We're going to make it right. And I have to say, I was fornicating, so that made it even harder, because even though you may want to get out of the situation, it's an attachment that comes with that, and we understand that through the sex. Not that it could be, it doesn't have to be good. It's just the power of sex, how you get connected to a person. And so, therefore, instead of coming out, what God would have had me to do was to repent and come out of that relationship, and then trust God that if this was the man that he had for me, he would bring him back to me the right way. But I didn't do that. I chose to basically offer God strange fire by taking a man that I knew that did not know God, so therefore he was incapable of leading the household, just so that my children can have a father. It wasn't enough for me that God would be their father.
Amen.
I didn't understand to that depth that at that time. But so I would somewhat put my own little blessing together. And as a result, 6 years later, end up, you know, separating and then eventually being divorced. And by this time, there were two more children involved. I mean, it was just a mess. And not only was I hurt, but I hurt him. I hurt the kids, because it just was never God. So and so therefore, like I said, because I was more like leading the family, because I'm the one praying. I'm the one really seeking the face of God, even though I'm in error now. I done got married, but I'm in error. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
In error, because I was unequally yoked. My pastor at the time said to me, Renee, don't marry him because you don't love him. You understand? He said, you just doing this because you're in a situation. That's another book. You follow what I'm saying? You're doing it because you're in a situation. In other words, I was measuring myself based on where I was at that time.
Right, by your circumstance.
Yes.
You were living your life according to your circumstances, and not according to the word of God.
Yes.
And again, like you were saying, you didn't have the level of maturity that you needed in order to be victorious in that situation.
No, and it didn't help that I fornicated, because here I was building my relationship back up with God, because remember how I shared last week how it took me a long time. It was a serious process of back and forth, in one day, out the next day. It took a lot, and I'm really just being open and honest. It was really, I wish I could tell you that I got saved and everything went right from that point, but no, that's not my testimony.
Amen. And I just have to say that, you know, salvation and deliverance is a process.
Yes.
It's a process. There are no microwave super spiritual Christians.
Yes.
You know, I believe that it comes with a level of maturity as you go from his glory to his glory, as you walk with God and begin to know God and begin to know the character of God and the will of God for your life, then you are able to begin to walk in obedience, because it's his grace that leads us to repentance.
Amen.
It's his loving kindness that leads us to repentance. And we don't get it right until we really fully understand the magnitude of God's love for us.
Amen.
You know, so many of us are still looking for love in so many of the wrong places, and we'll talk about that a little bit longer later on. But I just thank God for your testimony, because I went and I looked at this thing, and you said something last week where the Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
And that's a powerful scripture in itself, because we are looking for the husband when the husband should be looking for us.
Yes, and yes, because being out of order and not having an understanding, it's important that we have an understanding. But first we need to, like you said, accept the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Allow that love to heal us. allow that love to make up for what where daddy fell short.
Where daddy fell short. Yes. And I wrote a book, a novel entitled Daddy Love, and it's about a beautiful woman who can have any man that she wants, and the only one that she wants is no good for her because she doesn't think that she's worthy
yes.
of the love of a good man. So a lot of us, and I also exhibited this behavior, where we go out and we find ourselves involved with men who are emotionally unavailable or even somehow physically, naturally unavailable to us. You know, that's why we get involved. Some women get involved with married men. Some women get involved with men who will not and cannot commit to them. And some of us even get involved with men who are living that down-low lifestyle where we know that that man is having homosexual relationships. We see the signs, but we ignore the signs
mm-hmm.
because we want that man. We want a man. We want that man, someone to validate us.
Yes.
And there's a danger in that.
Yes, and Pastor Rebecca, if I might say, I just did a segment called Breaking Old Family Patterns,
you know,
that do not serve us, and I will be doing another one talking about unearthing the, our deep-seated beliefs and convictions that we've held, like these scripts in us subconsciously. In other words, they're what we're governing our lives by, whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we internalize growing up? That I'm not important, that I'm not worthy of love, that no one loves me. So therefore, whenever someone does come along that may really love me, I began to set hurdles up, put hurdles
That's right.
in their way to make them jump high. And every time they pass that test, I continue to make the hurdles higher and higher for them to jump. In other words, I'm in a competition to prove that they do not love me.
That I'm not lovable.
Yes, I sabotage the very things that are good for me, but I gravitate toward the very things that are destructive.
Amen.
I mean, that's
going to
be
Amen.
A powerful segment, Pastor Rebecca.
Where is that? Where can we listen? Where can we listen to
Sister
that?
Sister Empowering Sisters Blog Talk Radio at Sister Empowering Sisters. Amen?
Amen. Blog Talk Radio at Sisters
Empowering.
Sisters Empowering
Sisters. Empowering Sisters, S-I-S-T-E-R, Empowering, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-I-N-G,
Amen.
Sisters with an S at the end.
Amen, and yes. I want to tune into that later because we are connected. We are definitely connected because
yes.
we are on one accord here,
yes, yes.
This, Lady Renee, and it is our mission to be able to empower other women through our own experience and the Word of God.
Yes.
And we were talking about this marriage thing where we're saying that it's not good to be unequally yoked, but the question becomes, and this is the question, can it work? Can it work? Once you, if you go out and get you an unbeliever, you're a woman of God, and you know that you are supposed to wait for your husband to find you. He's Adam's out there looking for you. You're his rib, amen.
Come on.
But amen. But you go out there and you get you an unbeliever, and you bring him to church, and he begins to be saved. And I believe that if he was genuine, that he is that new creation. But he too has to go through the process.
Yeah.
Unequally yoked also involves being in relationship with a Christian who's less mature in their walk than you are, because now you're creating all kinds of problems for yourself
yes.
as well, because he's just not where you are.
Mm.
So the thing about it is, okay, so now you have a man who's maybe an immature baby Christian, or maybe he's not even a believer, and you've gotten married to this man, or maybe you were saved already and you find yourself in the marriage with a man who just won't believe. He doesn't want anything to do with your God or your church because he has a poor conception or a negative conception of what church and God is all about. Maybe he's had a bad experience. Can it work? Can this relationship work was the question that I asked myself, and I went to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
For this, the Word of God. One thing that God reminded me even before I got into my Bible is that all things are possible with God.
Mm-hmm.
So there's good news. There is good news. The odds are stacked against that situation working. Let's just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
The odds are stacked against the situation working. But I believe that your reality does not have to be your reality. I believe that the word of God can cancel out any reality that has been created by you or your circumstances. And I truly believe that all things are possible with God. Amen. And another thing that I did, I looked in the scripture, and one of the scriptures that I came across was 2 Peter, if you are that woman. If you are that woman, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, just give me a second to turn with my Bible. I just want to put some word on this because I want to encourage that sister who is still with that husband, and he's still with you, and he wants to be there. If he wants to be there, this is if he wants to be there. 1 Peter chapter 3, starting with verse 1. The word of God says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of their wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing the gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. And it's basically saying, that's the King James Version, but basically what the word is saying is that you can win over your husband by your lifestyle.
Yes.
If you're living with God, I often tell women when I counsel women and that are having problems in their marriage, if you get your vertical relationship with God right, God is able to bring every horizontal relationship that you have into alignment with his word. God's word shall not come back unto him void.
Amen.
So we can make it work, but you have to expect to go through some stuff. You have to expect to make some sacrifices. You have to expect to shed some tears. You have to expect to be willing to fight for your marriage. Even when it looks like that man has lost his natural mind, you can still stand and be married, and God can turn that thing around eventually. But can you wait? Amen. That's the thing. Can you wait? And can you not be quarrelsome? Can you hold your peace? Can you have a meek and humble spirit before your Lord? Can you seek the Lord with everything in you? And this is what I had to do, Lady Renee. When I was going through in my marriage, and I did go through, and I'm going to tell you another scripture. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:28, he said, but those who marry will face many troubles in this life.
Yes. But can I interject, Pastor?
Amen.
I just want to share that this is my personal belief. God is not going to go against his word. If he sets something in order, and this is not to bring condemnation to anyone, and I want to just say that, but I want us to know the truth on today so that we can all be free. Amen?
Amen.
Because we cannot overcome and defeat anything that we do not acknowledge. So it is important that we understand today that there are some people that before you came to God, you got married. Okay, these things, far as I believe now that you are saved, yes, God can save that man and draw him by your spirit because you didn't know. And you follow what I'm saying? You were not a Christian. But now to a believer that's a Christian, and then you go and you choose someone that's not a Christian, that's clearly outside of the order of God, and it's likened to offering God strange fire, which talks about this in Leviticus chapter 10. And can I read it, Pastor Rebecca, right quick?
Yes.
Read it from the Amplified Bible, and it says, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and put incense on it and offered strange and unholy fire before the Lord, as he had not commanded them. And there came forth fire from before the Lord and killed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord meant when he said, I and my will, not their own will, be acknowledged as hallowed by those who come near me, and before all the people I will be honored. And Aaron said nothing. That's just Leviticus chapter 10, 1-3. And I just want to explain that. See, we cannot bring God an offering that is not acceptable. If we're gonna do it God's way, it has to be God's way if we want God's blessing. God is not obligated to bless what he did not put together once you knew him. Once you knew that the word said, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Because he said, what fellowship does light have with darkness?
Exactly.
How can two be in agreement except they able to, you know, how can you walk together except you able to agree? And we have to be able to agree together. Light is never going to see what darkness is never going to see what light sees. You're never going to see eye to eye because you simply represent two different kingdoms. So we set ourselves up for defeat, and can God fix that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I do.
I've seen it happen.
I've just seen God work in mysterious ways. And the thing that we have to remember, and when we're reading the Bible, and, you know, I see you're very passionate about this, and I totally feel you on this. But the thing about it is I believe that God is a God of grace, and even if we do mess up, there is repentance.
Yeah.
And every time we repent, God forgives. I mean, read the book, the whole book, and nothing but the book. And the Bible does tell us that God forgives when we come to him and we are truly repentant of that behavior. So, in other words, people say, if I go out and I'm promiscuous and I'm having all of these relationships, that strange fire, that's, again, uniting our bodies for a purpose that God has not ordained for us. Because once we're believers, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit dwells in us. So we're not only committing sin against our own bodies, but against the one true God. Amen. Any sin has grace attached to it. So just because we mess up today does not give us total condemnation forever.
Even in marriage,
because I know people, Lady Renee, whom God has turned that situation around totally, the man got saved because of him, the lifestyle that his wife lived before him.
Did she go through something?
No, no, yeah.
No, this is what I'm saying. Was the wife saved before she married the man?
Absolutely.
Okay, and God turned that situation.
God turned it around.
Okay, well, I have not met anyone like that yet.
Yeah, God is a God of one thing that we have to know, that in the book of Leviticus, of course, that's the book of the Lord, and God is telling us about his law and his character, and that's what we learned. That's where I learned about the character of God in the Old Testament. So that does not become negated, of course, by the New Testament, which is the Old Covenant and the New Covenant.
Yes.
So when you think about the New Covenant that is rendered through the blood of Christ, when we realize that it's a much better covenant than the Old.
Yes.
Because that covenant brings us forgiveness through repentance. We don't have to shed any blood. We don't have to make any animal sacrifices.
Right.
But we
and
have to repent
God
to God. And let me tell you something. I don't care how far we are walking with the Lord as a woman of God, we're going to make some mistakes.
Oh, yes.
You're going to make some mistakes. And some of the stuff that God tells us not to do.
We do.
You know, where he says don't covet.
That's
right. You know, when we think about that, and how many times have we coveted something? But there's grace, because when we realize the error of our ways, sometimes we can hear the word, but that word has not really gotten into our hearts to the point where we're actually walking the word.
Yes, amen.
You know, and it's just an awesome thing where I believe, and like I was saying earlier, and this is your personal belief also, that you said God is not obligated to turn that thing around. Absolutely not.
No,
he is not obligated to do anything
outside of his will. That's right. And
but God says that he will do whatever he says. I'm God. I'll do whatever I want to do.
Right.
So if he wants to extend grace,
Yes.
Then there are circumstances where God will extend grace.
Right, and you know what, Pastor Rebecca, I agree with that, but I'm saying that you set yourself up.
Yes, you do.
For such hell, because, okay, it's one thing when you're going through for righteousness' sake. You're going through in your marriage that God put together. That's one thing. But it's a whole nother thing to be suffering and suffering, and God is never going to change that thing. He may never change it. You may just have to walk in that.
And the thing about that is there's good news for that, too, because mm-hmm. you don't have to suffer through your circumstances. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about marriage, being married for the second time. I've mm-hmm. been married before, and I tell people that this is the last time. And the phone lines are open if you want to be a part of this great conversation. You can call in 646-652-4832. And Lady Renee and I, you know, we're talking about marriage right now, and we're not agreeing on everything. We're agreeing to disagree, and that's something that will happen also when you listen to this particular program. But we're talking about marriage right now, and the thing that I was getting ready to say is that when we're in Christ, you know, the thing about being in Christ is that God allows U-turns, and he does allow mistakes. You know, nobody's going to get it perfect. Let me tell you about myself being married for the second time. I was married before, and I tell people that this is the last time. I tell people the only way out is through death.
Yes.
The only way out is through death, and I tell them I'm not going to kill him unless he tries to leave. Amen. Amen. But I make light of the fact that the only way out for him is through death. I have to make up my mind, Lady Renee, early in my marriage that I was going to be married forever. Now, the beginning years of my marriage, we're both saved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're both saved. We both love the Lord, him more than me,
mm-hmm.
because he was saved a little bit longer than I was. But we were miserable. We were both miserable. And let me tell you why we were both miserable. Because we were both coming out of divorces, which, again, God hates divorce. Somebody could stand up here and argue God hates divorce, and if you're a married woman, you shouldn't be married again because you're in adultery. And the only reason that you can't be divorced is because of sexual immorality. But if a man puts away his wife because of any other reason, he causes her to commit adultery. All of that stuff, people could just really hold you to and say you're divorced. Your husband divorced you. He didn't want you anymore. You should never marry again. You'll never be happy. But I want to say that it's just not true. It's
no,
just
amen.
Not the truth.
I agree with that.
It's just not the truth. And my husband and I, we had children. He had two little boys, and I had a daughter. And the little boys came to live with us. Let me tell you, those early years of my marriage, 5, 6, 7 years, Lady Renee, were miserable. And you saw my husband, and you saw us together, and
yes,
how happy we are today.
Yes,
but those years were miserable. Now, we could have walked away. There were many times that I wanted to quit. There were many times that I wanted to divorce my husband. There were many times that he wanted to walk away. But both of us were determined that we were going to stay, and that we were going to be married forever, and we were not going to make the mistakes of the past. Why? For one, we were growing in our relationship with God, and we wanted to honor his word. And for two, because we knew that our lives together were better than they would have been apart. So we decided to stay together. We made up our minds that we were going to stay. Now, did our circumstances change? Even though we loved each other, we still had circumstances in our household that were creating misery in our marriage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was hard, I'm telling you. And I wanted to quit. He wanted to quit, but we stayed. And the only thing that saved our marriage, and this is the word for you, woman of God, who's out there and you're in a marriage, and your husband does not love the Lord like you do, and he may not be saved, but he wants to stay. And the Bible tells you that if he wants to stay, you have to let him stay. You can't just walk out because you made a mistake and married the wrong man.
Right.
Because you married the man who's not saved, there's no you don't get justification to say, I'm not going to stick this out and give it all that I have and still hope and pray that God will change this circumstance, will change the situation around. You're obligated to stay unless he's beating you, or unless he's out there having extramarital sexual relations, if he's in adultery, then the Bible tells you that you can leave. But the thing about it is we stuck it out and God changed it. Now, do we still have every day of bliss? No, it's still hard. It's still hard. The only thing that saved my marriage, this is what I want to say before I got sidetracked. The only thing that saved our marriage was the fact that I decided that I was going to love the Lord with all my heart, my mind, my soul, and my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself, which means that I had to love on God like my life depended upon it, and it did, because I felt like I was dying here some days. And I had to love my husband as I love myself. I had to love his sons as I love myself. I had to just really, really get into the Word. The Word of God saved me. God saved me through his Word.
Yes.
So for that woman who's struggling in marriage, there's still hope. I'm going to offer you hope today. I'm going to say that it's going to be tough, and you're going to go through some stuff. Mm-hmm. And you may feel like quitting. But if that man wants to stay for some strange reason, you're obligated to stay in that marriage. You are not given a license for divorce just because you wake up and decided and realize that you married someone that you were unequally yoked with. You're obligated to stay. The two mistakes don't make one right. Mm-hmm. So you're obligated to stay. And if you have walked away, God extends grace. If you are divorced, Romans tells us that there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. I thank God that he allows us, even in our knowledge of him and his word, that he allows us to make some mistakes in this walk.
That's right.
Where would we be, Lady Renee?
Mm-hmm.
Where would we be if God held us to every mistake that we made since we've been saved?
My favorite scripture is, that's why we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of him and not of us.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. That's a powerful scripture verse. And we have to realize that we can't stay, and we're going to move on to the next topic. We're going to talk about some of those childhood issues, you know, and we can't stay in bondage to what happened in the past.
No, we cannot.
So many of us are yoked up because we've had bad marriages, because we've made mistakes, because we've gone out there and known we shouldn't have slept with a married man, but we did it, and we were saved. We were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Come on,
and
now
leading the church and worship leaders, and even some of us preachers have made mistakes, you know, deacons in the church and ushers and in church every Sunday, grew up in church and knew better, but found yourself in that situation that you know that it wasn't God. Now, are you supposed to lower your head, hang your head, and go through the rest of your life feeling condemned because you made some mistakes in your walk with God?
Mm-mm,
absolutely not.
Get up and repent, turn around. And also to the young woman, that maybe, you know, you are waiting on God now, you know, to send you someone. At this time, you know, in your life, cultivate your relationship with God.
That's it.
Really cultivate your relationship with God, and you grow to a level of maturity where God will begin to teach you how to choose, so that you are able to, when different people come and across your path, you'll know what's the best choice to make concerning a mate, so that you can get it right the next time. Praise God.
Praise God. And Lady Renee, that's again a very timely word. That's what I pray for, Rhema word, because we're not talking about this just to be talking about
but the
mistakes that we have made in our marriages, and even in selecting the mate. Let that man find you. You are a good thing already, and it does not take a man to find you for you to be a good thing. Amen.
Oh, come on.
So that's something that we want to make sure that we stay in this program. And another thing, Lady Renee, is your advice to that woman who's not yet married.
Yes.
If you're not married, this is what Lady Renee's passion is. If you're not married, don't you go out there and find you an unbeliever and expect God to bless it. That's what she's saying.
Yes.
She's saying that, and I'm saying that God, I'm saying I agree with her 100%. And I'm saying that God will eventually bless the marriage if you continually stay with him and abide in him and let his word abide in you, that he will probably give you grace in that marriage, but you're going to go through something.
Yes.
And what Lady Renee and I want to help you to avoid is going through perdy hell.
Right, because it's a different kind of going through when you're suffering for righteousness.
Amen. And when you're suffering because you know you went out there ahead of God and did something that you know you were not supposed to be doing. You know, that's a whole different type of a suffering.
I'm not saying it feels any better, but it is a difference, because at least when you're going through on the other end, you know that God is right. You have that confidence. The enemy will always be coming up against you when you're on the other side, telling you you just have a deeper spiritual warfare to fight, because the enemy going constantly, God ain't going to do that. You wasting your time. God ain't even listening to you. You might as well shut up. You knew what you was doing. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
To when you going through, because, okay, this is the man of God for me, but you know what? We working it out. We learning how to make our differences complement each other. He still walks out when he gets angry instead of being able to sit down and let's communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trusting
Amen.
God to get him to that place. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Oh,
and let me tell you
God.
Something.
Hallelujah.
You might be married to a saved man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was saved when he met you. He found you. He took you to church, and he evangelized you, and you looked at him as a spiritual giant. And then the next thing you know, that man flipped the script, and all of a sudden he's out there acting like a fool, and he's not honoring you or respecting you or giving you the honor that he's supposed to be giving to you, or giving you the understanding that he's supposed to be giving to you as the weaker vessel.
Yes,
you might be one of those who says, well, Pastor Rebecca, it was totally opposite for me. Lady Renee, it was totally opposite for me. We're saying to you, you might say, well, it's no easy for me, no easier for me than for that other woman that you're talking about. Lady Renee, that's the case, because if you're suffering even for righteousness' sake, that thing hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might even be worse sometimes, because you're like, why, God? I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm walking with you. I'm living according to your word. I'm obeying your word. Why am I being persecuted? Why do I have to suffer? And that takes us back to Job, amen. Why do good people have to suffer?
But also, Pastor Rebecca, purpose. See, by no means do I want to sound religious. I'm just giving information as the Spirit of God has given it to me. I want you all to understand this. When you understand purpose, you understand the purpose of the trial. You understand the purpose of the testing. You know that when you come out of this, you're going to be better. I'm not saying that it feels good when you're going through it.
Amen. It's a faith walk. It's a faith walk.
You follow what I'm saying?
It's a faith walk. I'm going to have to tell you.
Even though I can't see it, but I know it on the inside of
me. That's right.
And I'm going to keep speaking what I believe God for until I'm walking in it.
And that applies to everything that we've talked about today. Talk about it. Talk about it.
I'm going to keep saying that my husband dwells with me according to knowledge.
Amen.
I'm going to keep saying that my husband loves me as Christ loved the church. And you keep saying that even in the midst of him cursing you out, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or being, you know, rude, or just he don't want to be bothered. Continue to speak that, Lord, I thank you that my husband is the apple of your eye.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, that he's a man after your very own heart. You continue to speak that over him, and continue to speak it, and as you begin to draw your strength, because you're going to need the strength from God. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Rebecca.
Amen, and that's what I want to say, Lady Renee. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That works across the board.
Yes, come on now.
It works across the board, whether you're the first lady we talked about or the second.
Yes.
Whether you picked him or he picked you, whether you messed up and made a mistake or you were walking in righteousness and did everything according to the word, all things can be resolved through the word of God and through your faith. If you stand, even if he divorces you, even if you end up in divorce court, all things, according to our Bible, work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Amen. So no matter what you're going through on today, I just want to leave you with this word of encouragement. All things, even that situation that you created for yourself, that you know wasn't God, even a situation where you thought it was God, and it turned out not to be God. Mm-hmm. All things work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. There's purpose in all of this, and I did an interview with Pastor Grimsey. There's purpose for your pain. God's purpose is greater than your pain.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you might be going through today, but hold on, hold on. Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Jesus told them, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, trust in God. Trust also in me. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. It says, a heart without hope, the fear. Hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yes.
You know, and we have to realize that a lot of us are walking around in heartache and hopelessness because we've lost our hope. Don't lose your hope. The devil wants to take your hope. And if you're a child of God, keep seeking the face of the Lord on a daily basis. Don't give up. Don't give in. You're not going under as long as you continue to trust in the Lord. I'm one that's going to tell you that as long as you hope in the Lord, that everything really is going to be all right, no matter how that situation turns out.
Yes. Hey, hallelujah. It's victory.
Hallelujah. It's still
hallelujah.
Victory. Amen. Because
hallelujah.
We're more than conquerors through Christ. Amen.
Yes.
And no weapon formed against us, even if we pick up the weapon and put it to our own throat, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We have to know that. Amen. And our time is up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's been an awesome, awesome segment, Pastor Rebecca. I love you.
I love you too, Lady Renee. And you be blessed. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and pray prayers out of here. Amen. As
yes.
Lady Renee prays, I want to encourage you
hallelujah.
To make the most out of every single opportunity
yes.
and to remember that God loves you, and so
yes.
do we here
yes.
at Woman to Woman on Power in the Word.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord, and thanking you for this opportunity. Lord, I cover every woman represented here today, Lord God, even if it's a man listening, Father, I cover them with the blood of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
Lord, I thank you today for giving us for forgiving us of all of our sins.
Hallelujah.
Father, we repent, Lord. We've made a mistake, God. Some of us may have chosen the wrong person, knowing that it was not your will for our lives. Or Father God, some of us are in different situations, and we're just asking, God, for your grace. We're asking you to forgive us, oh God, that you strengthen us and encourage us, oh God, that we hold on and fight the good fight of faith, Lord God, that we run on and see what the end is going to be, that we know, Lord God, that you've not planned any defeats for us, that even in spite of what we're going through, you still made a promise to us, knowing what we was going to do, but you still promised that we was going to preach. You still promised that we would teach. You
yes,
still
Lord.
Called us, Lord. You knew what we were going to do before we did it, but yet you still called us, praise be to God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Chose us, Lord God, to display your glory. Now, Lord God, I thank you for saturating every heart, healing each and every person out there, oh God, where they are hurting right now.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Speak healing to every pain right now in the name of Jesus. I speak restoration to every situation that needs
yes,
to be restored.
Lord.
I speak life to every situation that needs to be resurrected in the name of Jesus. And I command every dead marriage that needs to be alive to come forth now
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, take your hands off God's people. Take your hands off of God's children. Get your hands off those marriages. They don't belong to you in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that those marriages will glorify God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, Lady Renee, and I will be talking to you next week
yes,
here on Woman to Woman.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.